how is the music selected for worship on Sundays? I think I have an idea of how it's done, but it's never I've never formally heard it. I assume there's interaction between you and Mike, and there's a design to match the message, and I could certainly see why you'd think that would be such, because oftentimes I sit down after preaching and start singing and go, wow, this is a great song, you know? Mike, I asked Mike to address that question, actually.
I really like the question, too, because I haven't really expressed that or anything, but really, our purpose for the entire service is to recommunicate the entirety of the gospel, to remind ourselves of the entirety of the gospel. So we do that through various elements in the service. So that's kind of what drives my song selection, is this song presenting the gospel, or at least a portion of it, that in its entirety the service is presenting the gospel. So oftentimes that'll be hymns or maybe modern hymns or... but anyways, my main concern is the content. Is it not focused on us or how I feel about something? For example, it's not a song that says, like, I feel this or I, you know what I mean? But it's something that can be sung at any stage of life, at all times, something that can be sung because it's truth, not because it's how I feel about truth. Those criteria, the fact that it matches the gospel, that's kind of why it kind of seems like we might collaborate, but we've rarely ever collaborated to choose a song because of what he's speaking on or anything like that. When I'm looking through songs, does this song match what scripture tells us about this or about God or whatever it's speaking to? So that's kind of my main focus. And also singability is a big one too. Like, is the melody simple enough to be sung by the congregation and yet pleasant to be singable and to remain in our heads? That might be a way of reminding ourselves throughout the week. Maybe that song comes to our mind, the melody, and then the words also along with it. Because I think a lot of our theology that we learn in church, at least I remember growing up, but when I became a Christian in high school, a lot of my theology came from the songs we sang, and a lot of it was wrong. So I am super passionate about that because of that experience too. So, yeah. Any other?
If people in the congregation have a song that they like, how would they go about recommending it, and what process should they expect to follow the recommendation of a particular worship song?
I'm always open to hearing new songs. That's great. I think through that criteria if you can. Like, is it presenting the gospel? Is it matching what we know to be true in Scripture? And is it something that could be sung in by the congregation, something we could sing together? And just know I might not choose it. Don't take offense if I don't choose it. Please send me an email with the link on maybe YouTube or something. I'm always open to new songs. So,
yeah. Thanks, Mike. We do oftentimes review potential new songs, and we work together on, you know, is this true to Scripture and should we include it in our repertoire, you know? So that's a good process. But I do appreciate Mike's spirit here, that I don't have to stay on top of him necessarily in terms of, you know, hey, what are you doing singing that one? He just has this passion himself to make sure that what we are singing is true to Scripture. And it is very important, because I remember also growing up, a lot of my theology also came from the songs that I sang. So appreciate that, Mike, very much so. Any questions on that issue? Don't be surprised when it sounds like the song and the message match. They should. If I'm preaching the gospel and he's leading us in singing the gospel, there's a pretty good chance that there's going to be some overlap on a regular basis, you know. I see that happening time and time again, and I'm filled with joy when it does happen.